2237.
U.S. beating Canada 5-3 on the ice. Ryan Rafalski with two goals. Bodie Miller wins gold at the Super Combined. It was thrilling for the skier who was shut out, if you remember, in the last Olympics and heavily criticized. So we start with the Olympics. How about that here on the Big Bad Show? Hope you had a fabulous weekend, everybody listening corner to corner and everywhere in between. This is Kate Delaney, the name of the show. If you just happen to pop in, you're cruising around, listen to some bad rock, and you flipped over, hang with us. This show is called America Tonight, and we crisscross basically all over the place. We're kind of like Bodie Miller on steroids sometimes during this show. And this hour is going to be a thrilling hour. We're going to go to Afghanistan and talk to a correspondent over there in Kabul and what's the reaction been to the Americans now with this big surge. Also, Dr. Tom Hackett, we were trying to catch up with him if you happen to be listening last week. He is the doc for the snowboarders, the Flying Tomato, trying that double McTwist 12, which he did and nailed. He didn't even have to do it when he won his gold medal. And how about the women? And what's it like when you're the doctor for these kind of athletes? And this guy also happens to be the doc for the Colorado Rockies. And since I happen to be such a huge baseball fan, boy, that really plays in nicely here on America Tonight. So I don't know if any of you were watching the Olympics, but if you did pick your moments to watch, it was thrilling to watch Team USA because so many people were talking about the dominance of course, the Russians and some of the other teams. But this is Canada, and Team Canada was locked and loaded with some terrific players. Not that the U.S., even though they had a lot of youth, not that the U.S. didn't have any great players to brag about, too. And, boy, the U.S. came out strong. We're going to let you hear some highlights coming up around the bend. It was a lot of fun to watch. And, boy, Ryan Miller in the nets for the Americans, just peppered with pucks, I'm telling you. Right and left and everywhere in between. I gasped every single time, I'm telling you, because some of those shots were tough, man. Just missing the hole that they were trying to find. And he did a fabulous job, not to be overshadowed by Rafalski and some of the others, what they did scoring-wise. So this was exciting, and this is what a lot of people are going to be talking about, the water cooler. If you don't work those late-night hours, but you just can't fall asleep and you're listening when you go to work tomorrow, guarantee, even people who could care less about the Olympics, they're going to be talking about Team USA and what they were able to accomplish. Because if people were comparing it to the Miracle on Ice, and the good thing is they get a bye in the next round, which is huge, gives them a chance to rest. For the Canadians, they got to keep marching on, and they got to win the next four to win gold. So I like the Americans' chances. Of course, we'll see with the Russians and some of the others, but this was definitely an exciting moment, no doubt. On the political front, we always do that Sunday swirl. We're going to let you hear what General David Petraeus had to say about what was working in Afghanistan, speaking of going over and talking to someone in Afghanistan, and what to expect in the near future. Besides that, a lot of people reacting to criticism of Barack Obama and the polls recently that have him down, and with the midterm elections coming up, a lot of people saying they would prefer to vote Republican, depending on how you twist those polls. So Colin Powell was on one of the shows, and he had some interesting things to say about what was happening in Washington, particularly because this was conservative week in D.C., a big week, the CPAC conference, conservatives descending on our nation's capital, and this is what they've been doing, you know, just like the other, I'll call it the other side, just like the other side does. But when the economy is taking the bruising it's taking, boy, this is a big rallying cry, like I said, gearing up for those elections. So the interesting thing that came out from over the weekend is that Congressman Ron Paul, who is a big foe of government spending, as we all know, had a blowout win, Saturday in that annual straw poll that they do. The Conservative Political Action Conference has a presidential straw poll, and he just nailed it shut. The 74-year-old libertarian got 31% of the 2,400 votes that was cast in the annual contest. It's supposed to be kind of like a barometer of how the Republicans' conservative wing regards their potential presidential candidates. What does that say? Because also in the crop was Mitt Romney, who finished second. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin was third. She had 7% of the vote. Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty has been licking his chops as he wants a crack at a run at the presidential office, and he got 6%. And then Congressman Mike Pence checked in at 5%, so he would have been last in that list. It's interesting, too, because some of the big names that have been floated lately in these polls of who would you vote for president and you're dissatisfied, and, you know, if you're voting in the Republican primary, who would you vote for? How about former House Speaker Newt Gingrich? So he was part of the straw poll, but he and former governor of Arkansas, Mike Huckabee, only came in at 4%. I say only because that was huge. What does this say with Ron Paul clearing out that amount of votes? It says that the GOP is not satisfied with the choice, at least the conservatives, not satisfied with the people that they've got floating around out there. It's very clear that, and a majority of them said this, they wish the Republican Party had a much better field of candidates to choose from. Third party, third party, third party. Can't you hear the chant? Third party, third party. Fresh voices, somebody who follows through and isn't part of the machine. That's what we need. Now you go and you tell us, some people say, everybody who runs says they're not, it's the same old thing and they're not going to be like everybody else. But I truly believe that there are fresh voices out there. We just got to go out and find them and convince them to run. We are the greatest nation on the face of the earth. I say this all the time. We have some brilliant people who really give a damn and who really would probably be excellent in the nasty game of politics at circumventing some of the nonsense that you have to go through. Honestly, I really think that. But will they run? Can they run? Not in the traditional parties, most likely. That's why third party. Give us a third alternative. Doesn't mean you have to go in that direction, but it could be interesting. I'm saying a couple of candidates that actually have a chance, not just throw it out there, not just throw out an independent. I don't think so. And I think Evan Bay, the centrist Democrat, is going to test those waters. I do. He last week kind of hinted to that. He did not say that, but he kind of hinted in that direction. Quickly, sad news as we hit you up with some of the buzz at the water cooler. What's going on in Haiti? People are kind of forgetting now. It's that thing out of sight, out of mind. Certainly not Americans as far as giving, because they've been just, America's incredible. Even if you don't have 2 cents in your pocket, somehow you're finding a way to help other people. They're saying the Haiti death toll could reach 300,000 people. They're that sure it's going to hit that number. They keep finding more bodies as they clear out the streets and dig under the rubble. Ooh, nasty stuff. Dr. Tom Hackett coming up around the bend here on America Tonight.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no No Rebound Congestion contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNLive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNLive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dried Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dried Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, it's downhearted and confused, because lately you've been starting to losing out on everything.
A lot of excitement at the Olympics. USA, USA. I can't wait till Sam in Canada has to call up and sing the Star Spangled Banner. Notice he hasn't called in yet. Why? Because he told me how terrible the U.S. was going to do against Canada on the ice in hockey. But guess what? Team USA upset Canada 5-3. Bodie Miller also gets gold. Last week, I was enthralled with snowboarding. Why is it that we didn't have snowboarding when I was growing up? I love watching these athletes. I think it's incredible, some of the tricks they do and just the grace that they show under pressure. So we are very happy to welcome to the show from Vancouver, Dr. Tom Hackett. He is the doc for the snowboarding team, also the Colorado Rockies. Hey, Doc, thanks for joining us here in America Tonight.
Hey, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
You had an exciting time, I'm sure, with these snowboarding guys and gals. But let's take it from, before we jump into how exciting it was, let's take it from your perspective. When you're watching, like, let's say, Shaun White, and then he doesn't have to do it, but he does that incredible double McTwist 12. It's
right.
Like the celebratory thing. Are you looking at this different than we are? Like, oh, please, please don't wipe out or don't twist anything or don't slam down. Do you look at it like that?
Yeah, there's no question about it. I look at it with awe like everybody else does, but there's no question. I'm typically stationed in the half pipe, in the very bottom of the pipe. I usually try to tuck myself out of the way somewhere, but I'm there ready to sort of respond at a moment's notice. So when the guys are coming down, especially the guys that are doing tricks like that, I'm holding my breath every hit that they do, and I'm just, every time they hit the bottom of the pipe, I'm just relieved that they didn't hurt themselves, because the progression of the sport has gone so far in the last 6 months that those of us in the medical profession are always on edge, basically.
Yeah, no kidding. But this was a pretty good Olympics for you, wouldn't you say? I think there was one I was watching, and I guess it was Kelly Clark who fell on her first run. She hit the deck. She had an awkward landing on her second. She still ended up getting bronze, and I guess she was fine. Was she okay? I mean, she checked out okay, obviously, right?
She was okay. We ended up checking out her wrist. She had a wrist injury, but we ended up getting a CAT scan later that night, and it turned out to be okay. But she really actually hit pretty hard. That was a 900 that she did. Very difficult trick, and she really hurt herself, but then was able to continue on her second run. So it's really a testament to her toughness. But she did very well. We're really proud of her.
Oh yeah, no kidding. What as far as the physical side of it, were there any other little injuries, things that you had to X-ray, look at, go to the hospital, that kind of stuff with any of the athletes?
You know, there's a lot of little sort of maintenance issues, we call them, where people have, tendonitis or bruises, contusions, things like that. I certainly was very fortunate in the last couple of weeks that there was nothing, major that happened that, took me out of the field of play to the hospital or a trauma center or anything like that. So we've been very lucky so far.
Yeah, no kidding. So we got to ask you about some of these athletes. Shaun White is the one that everybody recognizes with the cool nickname, the Flying Tomato, and the
right.
Hidden place in Colorado where he practices his tricks. And he deserves all the accolades. There's no doubt about it. It just gets bigger and badder every single time with him. He's going to do 2014. It's what he's already said. When you watch him from your perspective or where you are, this has got to be a much different view. What is he like in person?
Oh, he's an amazing person. He's relentless. He relentlessly is just working as hard as he can to define the sport to his level and to develop these new tricks and to just do the best that he can possibly do. And that's inspirational for all of us around him. But the bottom line is he's a genuinely great guy, down to earth, and that's both in the public eye and out of it.
Yeah, Seth Westcott is another guy. He was golden. He was excited. He was wrapped around in it. And he seems like he'd be pretty fun guy, actually, to be around, kind of the guy who cracks the jokes. Am I right on that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm waiting for Seth right now. He also is a super guy, very down to earth, a seasoned veteran, a very cagey snowboarder. His win at this Olympics was extraordinary. A genuinely very nice, decent guy. There's no question about it.
One of the things when we were going into the whole snowboarding thing that you had to be watching, absolutely from your perspective, but first you had this unseasonable rain and the crazy warmth that almost ruined Cypress Mountain. Then with the streak of the sunny days and all that stuff, then some of the cold nights, I guess, really helped out at the snowboarding venue. From the doctor's perspective, you had to be worried about that. What was going on with the course? That was a concern, right?
Oh yeah, no question about it. I looked very, very carefully at the course conditions. I go to all the meetings with the, we have a nightly meeting with the meteorologist, with all the coaches. We talk about what's happening, how the course is changing, and I'm very keenly aware of that. The Cypress people did an amazing job putting that course together. There's really no snow on Cypress Mountain right now. All of that snow is helicoptered in from a mountain range that's almost 100 miles or more away. So they did an amazing job putting it together. They had a budget of over $1 million for snow removal, and they ended up using that for snow procurement. So they had helicopters just flying in all that snow the entire time. It's really an amazing job they did.
Yeah, well, thank goodness they were able to do that. Now, with you still at the games, and you said you're waiting for Seth Westcott, will you stay there for the closing ceremonies? Will you get to go and see some of the other athletes? What do you do?
Yeah, we stick around the whole time. Our PGS, that parallel giant slalom, our PGS snowboarders are just arriving tomorrow for their training, and so there's another snowboarding event that's going on, but I'm fortunate in that I've had a couple of days off. I was just at the U.S. Canada hockey game, which was unbelievable to witness that and be a part of that. So, you know, our athletes are here. They're still floating around. We still have some events to go, but fortunately we all have a little downtime here or there as well.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that game. Boy, you had the bird's eye view. I heard it was really quiet afterwards in Canada. Is that true in the streets? The people were like a hush?
What happened was the decibel level just went down a little bit. It's still pretty crazy here out in the streets, but there's no doubt that Canada thought that was a win that they had without any difficulty at all. So it was an amazing win for the U.S. tonight to be able to take that away.
So, Tom, you're sitting there, and then the Americans pour in the empty netter, and then you knew it for sure. But watching that had to be nerve-wracking because poor Miller was peppered with so many shots, 2-1 compared to Martin Brodeur. So were you just, like, on the edge of your seat, just waiting? Oh, please, please, let him keep stopping everything?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, Miller was getting shelled out there, and so it was I would give him the accolades for the game tonight because he took on so many shots and just did an extraordinary job in the net tonight. He really did well, really did well.
Now, for you, how did you get, you know, you're with the Colorado Rockies. How do you get this call to do the whole snowboarding thing and be the doc for the team? How does that happen?
That's right, yeah. I'm one of the assistant physicians with the Colorado Rockies, and, you know, I've been involved with sports medicine for many years. I've worked with multiple professional teams back when I lived in Los Angeles before moving to Vail. And, you know, coming to Vail, that's the world of skiing and snowboarding, and I just... you know, the world of sports medicine is a very small world, and, you know, one call was made to another person and then another person, and I ended up slowly getting involved with the snowboard team, and we ended up just essentially really hitting it off. And so what I do is I travel around with them to, you know, all over the world, really, and then I help manage their day-to-day medical issues, and then, you know, if somebody unfortunately might get injured, we'll typically try to package them up and fly them to Vail for their definitive management.
Oh, wow. Good for you. Congratulations on that job. So you're with them and you'll be there hopefully through the next Olympics and that whole deal, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're already gearing up for Sochi. You know, it's not over yet here in Vancouver, but there's no doubt that we're looking ahead to the next 4 years.
Dr. Tom, thanks, man. We appreciate it. We'll catch up with you in the future, hopefully. Have fun the rest of the time there at the Olympics.
All right. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Boy, that was fun. That was fun talking to him. Especially now he gets to hang. He gets to hang with Westcott and whoever and go and peruse the Olympic Village and watch the Olympic team, watch the Team USA. That had to be fun. I would have loved to be there watching the United States knock off Canada. Hang with us. More to come here on America Tonight.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
From the ancient lost book of Tobias, we read,
"Then the angel said to him, take out the entrails of the fish and lay up his heart and his gall and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines."
This passage tells how livers of fish were important to man's health then and are now. Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality sacred food oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, with fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. For more information and a 20% discount off of first orders, visit greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good through March 31st. Or call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Call Green Pasture Products today.
Were arrested in East Texas, charged with starting all those church fires. Which, you have to think, what's behind that? And it's like nine churches that supposedly they intentionally burned down, just 19 and 21 years old. And you know how many years they could possibly get for this? Facing one count of felony arson for a church in... And what, that's one church. Now they have them linked to the other churches. Man. All right. We'll take a few. 800-259-5791. We've barely scratched the surface. Still a lot to jump to here. The latest unemployment numbers. More of the fallout from what happened in Austin on Thursday. And a couple of other things, too, that we'll be swinging at here in this first hour. Tomas in Michigan, you're the first crack at all this. Hello.
Well, I'm just going to have to say, what about that American hockey team? Hurrah!
Woohoo! I know, USA. I said it. I told Sam.
USA.
I said,
USA.
Yeah. It's incredible.
You talk about bragging rights. I got a feeling that those teams are going to match up again, though. Because when those two teams play, you probably have 80% of the best hockey players in the NHL right on the ice.
Mm-hmm.
And, but Right now I'm watching these women ski and shoot rifles all over the place. The biathlon or something. I'm waiting for like a Saturday night skit on that, you know, because like maybe one woman, she sees that the other woman has the same color jacket on, and she says, boom, now she's in first place.
That's it. I just shot the competition. That's what I did, yeah.
No.
It's interesting.
Man, they've got some really interesting sports on some of that where they have to jump over their on skis. They had like a cross country thing. Did you see that? Where they had to like jump over.
I did. I watched. I was really cheering for that Canadian guy who they did a piece on him. I didn't realize that, who had gone through all this tough battles with alcohol, and then he ended up coming in fourth. He tried a big bold move at the end of it. That was wild. I've never seen that before. It's like a kind of a shortened version of the downhill mixed with a little bit of a jump, and it was cool.
Yeah.
Ski jumping, yeah.
And I think we're just kicking butt. I think we may win more medals in this Winter Olympics than we have in a long, long time, and I don't know why, but we're kicking butt on that.
No kidding. I thought my prediction was at the beginning that we would win 30 medals and 10 of them gold, but I think they're going to exceed that for sure. By even if it's just 10, I mean, even if it's 40 medals, whatever it is, you know, we've gotten a bunch of bronze and silver, and when I say we, of course, Team USA, and Bodie Miller, he's got every flavor now of the medals, and, you know, there's still more to come.
Oh, yeah, and that the Yoko Ono or whatever his name is, what Ono guy, the speed skater,
Apollo Ono, yeah.
Yeah, now that's going to be something when he faces up with the Koreans again. So you know that's on the happy note there. On the more serious side, hey, you know, the stock market is starting to show a little bit of vigor, and I know that you've talked about having had some knowledge of stocks in the past, having invested in gold and all that. What's your take on that? Because, you know, I don't know why the stocks are going up when unemployment is still stinking. And so what is your take
on
that?
Well, here's the thing. It depends on what sector you're talking about. With stocks, it's like gambling. No matter what, you might as well stand over a craps table, except for that you have to, if you have any, even a tiny bit of money, you know this, Tomas, you have to diversify, because you can't trust all in one thing, and you don't get enough return from the bank. So emerging markets used to be, like, you know, 2 years ago, were really good, like Brazil, they have these funds. I think what you do is, and I'm not a stockbroker and I'm not giving anyone stock advice, but I think you invest in a safe fund with some good returns, like Vanguard has a bunch. I think that's the best thing to do for your money now, because I still think it's risky out there. And the reason you're seeing, sometimes you'll see the market bounce back, because it's, the market relies on news, whether it's inflated news or you know, unemployment figures, whatever the day yields, that's sometimes, depending on the sector, how the market will go. That's why it's so much like gambling.
All right. Well, hey, we covered enough for taste right now. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
All right.
You know, have a good night, all right?
Hey, you too. Go USA. 800-259-5791. It is interesting. He's right. The numbers on the stock market were, I mean, just a week ago we were talking about terrible numbers, but you can watch it day to day, and that's what you'll see. It depends on whatever the news is of the day. If there's bleak economic news, it doesn't always have to be economic news, but whatever is forecast ahead, if you're going to have, what are the interest rates going to be? That sometimes will affect what happens on the market. So on Friday, the market was a lot better, but it can take a turn depending on a couple of different things. So that's why, man, you got to really, if you have any money, I'm saying not even a lot of money. Remember, you don't have to have a lot of money to invest, but if you have any money, you do absolutely want to diversify. I don't think you ever want to have all your money in one thing. And now you do have to school yourself in economics, because You know, you don't have those pensions and you don't have those 401ks from companies like you used to in the golden oldie days. Speaking of golden, I was asking somebody about this the other day, and I think they've done a couple of stories on it. I'm fascinated with these metals. I mean, what are the metals worth? And what a gold medal, how much does it contain in gold? And I guess the gold medal from the Vancouver Games, this year's gold medal, has 210 worth of gold in it, and then 290 in silver. So the gold medal from the Salt Lake City Olympics, if you're trying to compare, had 59 in gold, 82 in silver. How about that? But who's going to sell their medal? You're not selling your medal until something's happened, you're desperate, it's down the line. Otherwise, and even then, I don't think you want to sell your medal because it's always something that you'll have. The winter games are so much smaller than the summer games, so there's not as many medals to hand out. I think I talked about this last time. There were 68 events total in the Winter Olympics, so much different than the Summer Olympics when all of us were huddled around watching Beijing and what was happening there. And, you know, Tomas is right in seeing the Americans so far, far exceeding, I think, a lot of the expectations in some cases, but probably in what's been predicted as the possible medal count. And speaking of that, we are on high alert for Sam in Montreal to call us because you heard us talking about it. Team USA upset Canada 5-3 in hockey. We have some highlights coming up. We're going to let you hear that. But now Team USA gets a bye in the next round while the Canadians have to march on and to try to make their way to the medal rounds and then to ultimately get on the stand. They're not eliminated from that, but it's good, I think, for the Americans to have a little bit of a break here, and it comes at a very big time. Coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, we're going to talk about what's going on in Afghanistan. You know, we mix it up here, and there's no particular formula except for that I think we need to talk about what's happened in the fighting because the Taliban fighters are starting to fall one by one, and this fighting has been pretty tough, obviously, on the Americans. They're going into these small towns or villages is a better way to put it, and they don't know what they're going to encounter, but so far they've had some massive success on this. But are they turning the people there? We've got drones, attack helicopters, and the fighter jets, and, you know, you're talking about a pretty small area that they've converged upon, and maybe 40-plus insurgents are supposedly in this small town in the southern portion of Afghanistan, and wouldn't it be great if they could actually say, we have squeezed out all of the Taliban here, because right now they're fighting. And the nature of this beast is, remember, you can put down the weapons. The whole idea was to try to flip some of the Taliban guys, but so far they're not doing that because you got a major Taliban supply and opium smuggling center in the middle of where the fighting is, and they're not leaving at this point. They were hoping that it would be, I think the U.S. was hoping, and McChrystal was hoping this would be a kind of a quick hit, and then they would be able to restore whatever the Afghanistan government's presence there. Instead, they haven't been able to do this because the Taliban is hanging on. Why? Because of the money that flows through there. Imagine that with that opium. And instead, you've got bombs and booby traps, and it's really slowed down the Americans, and in some cases, intense gunfire on the streets. So that was part of what I happened to hear when I was watching the Sunday shows. Let's get Petraeus' take on the flip side. He was on Meet the Press, and I'll let you hear some of his answers. Stay with us.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required, no doctor visit required, no painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
Rock Creek gently flows through the parkland of Washington, D.C., until it meets the mighty Potomac River in the heart of the federal city.
On the other hand, Rock Creek Free Press is a fiercely independent newspaper that's not afraid to print the truth. We print the stories that others won't touch. The 9/11 cover-up, media propaganda, government corruption, state terrorism, and violations of our constitutional rights. The Creek is a completely reader-supported publication. We accept no corporate advertising, no corporate influence. For a free, no-obligation issue of The Creek, just go to rockcreekfreepress.com. If you want copies for your local 9/11 truth group, send your request to editor@rockcreekfreepress.com. Rock Creek Free Press, not afraid to print the truth.
Call them at 301-452-0090 today.
In Afghanistan, with the booby traps and the nonsense that they're trying to sidestep to do the job that they have to do. And as I mentioned, part of the Sunday swirl, meaning the talking heads on Sunday, there's so many of them across the board on cable and on NBC, CBS, and ABC. One of the things that I happened to notice was General Petraeus was on. He was on from CENTCOM out of Tampa, you know, the main hub, discussing with David Gregory from Meet the Press where we stand in Afghanistan. I mean, he's the overall guy, but McChrystal is on the ground in Afghanistan. I mean, that's his baby, Petraeus the overseer, if you will. So first off, he talked about the fighting in that incredibly difficult area, which is a massed, as I said, opium den, and I think that's the reason why they're not giving up. Here's what he talked about earlier about the fighting.
Well, they're formidable. They're a bit disjointed at this point in time. The way the operation was conducted leaped over some of them. But there's tough fighting going on without question. If I could, David, in fact, I'd like to put this into context, because this is just the initial operation of what will be a 12 to 18-month campaign, as General McChrystal and his team have mapped it out. We've spent the last year getting the inputs right in Afghanistan, getting the structures and organizations necessary for a comprehensive civil-military campaign, putting the best leaders we can find in charge of those, helping with the development of the concepts, the counterinsurgency guidance General McChrystal has issued, and so forth. And then now with President Obama's policy announcement in December at West Point, the resourcing of that effort with the additional 30,000 forces that have now begun flowing, about 5,400 on the ground already, the additional civilians, the additional money, the additional authorization of Afghan security forces. So the inputs we think now are about right, and now we're starting to see the first of the output. And the Marja operation is the initial salvo, the initial operation in that overall campaign.
All right, and talking about Marja and what's happening there, where the focus is in trying to capture as many of the Taliban as they can, or getting to put down their weapons. The scrape has been hard, and the battles have been pretty difficult. I already talked about the booby traps and whatnot. He adds to that fray.
The same as in the surge in Iraq. When we go on the offensive, when we take away sanctuaries and safe havens from the Taliban and the other extremist elements that we and our Afghan and coalition partners are fighting in that country, they're going to fight back. And we're seeing that in Marja. We will see that in other areas. But we are going after them across the spectrum. We have more of our special operations forces going in on the ground. And you've seen the results. You've heard some of the initial results of that with more Afghan shadow governors, the Taliban shadow governors being captured, more of the high-value targets being taken down. Then through the spectrum of providing additional security for the people, supporting additional training of Afghan security forces, as I mentioned, 100,000 more of those over the course of the next year and a half or so. And then also out on the local defense and even the reintegration of reconcilables effort that will be pursued, is being pursued with the Afghan government.
And ultimately, what everybody always seems to want to know, and rightfully so, since it's been already 8 years and now we're tagging on a bunch more, you heard Petraeus say 12 to 18-month campaign, and where do you go from there? How many casualties do you expect in this kind of an operation?
They'll be tough. They were tough in Iraq. I have repeatedly said that these types of efforts are hard, and they're hard all the time. I don't use words like optimist or pessimist. I use realist. And the reality is that it's hard, but we're there for a very, very important reason, and we can't forget that, David. We're in Afghanistan to ensure that it cannot once again be a sanctuary for the kind of attacks that were carried out on 9/11, which were planned initially in Kandahar, first training done in eastern Afghanistan before the attackers moved to Hamburg and then on to U.S. flight schools.
All right, so Sunday was a rough day. Marines found a bunch of abandoned rifles hidden in some of the homes that they went to, suggesting that they were trying to possibly blend in, assimilate to whatever the local population was there, and maybe ended up taking off. And you heard him specifically mention Marja, and that's the area, and this is the area that they need to take at this stage of the game, certainly. I'd have to say, after last week, getting number two in the Taliban and getting a bunch of other leaders has to be considered a pretty darn big win, whether they're at this weird crossroads and they're hampered by these crazy bombs and snipers and whatnot. It had to be a big week. The more they knock down the Taliban stronghold, especially in the top tier of their commanders, that has to be considered an incredible incredible, incredible, incredible win. I have to go back to this because this is where we started, from Afghanistan to the Olympics. I know it's a very strange leap. It is. But I've even gotten a bunch of emails from a lot of you asking me more about what's happened with the medals and how many medals do we have. Total medals right now, standing where we are, 24 for the U.S., 7 gold, 7 silver, and 10 bronze medals. And Bodie Miller was terrific in the men's super combined and alpine skiing, a really tough thing to do if you know anything about skiing, where you're doing the downhill, then the slalom, and you've got big skis, long skis, and then short skis, and you got to switch. It really is it's pretty tough. A very few people can make that leap. He was known in the past to be a guy who could do that, but here he is after disappointing Olympics, Winter Olympics last time around. Now, I already said this, matching, you know, having now a gold, a silver, and a bronze. So that's just absolutely terrific for him, and there's still another event left. We talked to Tom Hackett, the doctor for the snowboarders, a little bit earlier in this first hour here on America Tonight, and what was interesting there is, you know, Sean White, the men's half pipe, he was gold in that event, and it was incredible to watch him. Seth Westcott, also in the men's snowboarding cross, he was gold in that event, and you could tell he was like a kid. He was thrilled. And then you have the speed skater, Shani Davis, who is just racking up the medals. And whether it's the 1,000 meters in speed skating, or if it's the silver medal in the 1,500 on the track, he keeps picking them up, and he's pretty exciting to watch. Apollo Ono, same thing in the short track with the silver and the bronze, and now the most decorated medals across the board in an Olympic event for Apollo Ono. Not particularly gold, because there are others that have gotten more gold, but just across the board what he's been able to do. So it's been a really thrilling Olympics, I think, so far. And expectations, day 10 in the books, and here we go into the next week of the Olympics, and we still have ice hockey action as we're getting a little bit deeper into that. And a bunch of other events that are left in these Olympics. And when we're all said and done, who knows, maybe 40 is the number. Maybe we'll get many more medals than we have in the past in the winter. Traditionally a lot smaller game. And it's the stories that are so cool. And realizing what it took these people to get into these positions where they're even competing for these medals. Starting skiing when they were 3 years old and doing some of the hot dog tricks and stuff. Things that you would never dare do. At least I wouldn't. So we congratulate all of those athletes. You can keep pouring me on with those emails as to what's happening in the Olympics. You can pour it on at americatonight.net.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rubes all at the same time.